This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Dr. Edith Hill is Associate Lecturer Learning and Teaching Innovation, Flinders University. Good afternoon, Edith.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Edith, I've been sort of talking all afternoon about a university graduation speech that's gone viral. I don't imagine that university graduation speeches are that interesting. Mine certainly was quite boring. All of them were. Why has this one gone viral?
Look, I'm right there with you. Not to say boring in case anyone from work is listening, but they weren't exactly a rager, let's be honest. But this speech has gone viral from a university in America from an interesting man called Harrison Butker, who today are very maturely in the office called Harrison Buttface because we were talking about it, of course. And he said some things that really pissed a lot of people off, specifically targeted at the women in the room, about how their achievements really don't lie in their education, but more in their vocation as housewives and mothers.
What? Travelled back to the 1950s?
Well, that was my thoughts, because I was like, I just don't understand what I'm listening to right now. So it kind of starts off with, you know, I want to speak directly to the women in the room about, you know, you think you're here for this achievement and yada, yada, yada. But life truly begins when you think about your vocation as a homemaker. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I am without my wife sacrificing her career, poor woman, for me and our family. And which, nothing wrong, by the way, if that is what you want to do. However, at a graduation speech from a university, probably not the right time or audience to be airing these kind of views.
What did he graduate in?
In my most humble opinion, of course. So he was a guest speaker for the graduation. He is actually a player for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, so he didn't actually get
so he's an American footballer.
Oh, so he wasn't actually being presented.
I think he probably has a degree. No. He was a guest speaker, which, if you know anything about these speeches, these usually have to get run by someone, someone in university administration. So I find it very hard to believe that this was a surprise for anyone higher up at the graduation, which is really disappointing. It's gone super, super viral because, one, he plays on the same team as Taylor Swift's boy, and two, because it was awful, and it's a contrast in men who want or hold up successful women or see that in very different ways. It was interesting and not in a good way.
I hope Taylor Swift is on the phone to him.
But honestly, I hope that they just don't even have to spare a thought for a man like that, but there you go. It's very public. It's gotten millions and millions of views, and I've seen personally almost close to 100 reaction videos of people, you know, talking about him and how disappointed they are.
I think what annoys me about this is, you know, we've had a few conversations recently here on Drive about, you know, those AFL slurs that have gone on and how few people are participating in sport from the queer community, because it only takes one incident to turn you off completely for good. Now, these people, a Kansas City Chiefs player is a role model, and I don't know what it is. Why do these people think that they can play sport and then go and spout this ridiculous information to other people? It's just, I don't know. They've got a responsibility. Wouldn't the Kansas City Chiefs pull them up and say, hey, you're not playing because of what you said? Like, is there anything happening? Are there any accountability?
I haven't seen anything from the club itself. Club, is that what they call it in America? I'm just thinking about footy. Mm. But what I have seen
is a
video from a cheerleader who used to cheer for the Kansas City Chiefs. And she's like, hey, I've actually cheered for you in a game before. And I know we've both gone to the same PR training before. And I'm imagining how pissed everyone's going to be at you because they explicitly taught us about these specific things and how once you are associated with us, you need to behave in a certain kind of way. What really strikes me is people sharing, not just sharing shitty opinions, but sharing them so proudly as if they've got nothing to hide. Because if someone says something awful, you can almost see in their face that they know that they're saying something that you're going to disagree with. Mm. But saying something so boldly that is so heinous and in such a poor setting, can't stress that enough. If you have these opinions or you want to be a housewife or that is what you want with your life, that is 100% your choice. However, at a university graduation ceremony, sharing that you believe that women's true place is in the home, caring for a family, and making that assumption about hundreds of graduating people who are supposed to be celebrating, you know, their success over the last 3 or 4 years.
And graduating because they want a career.
It's truly abysmal. Yeah, exactly. You don't go to uni, and in America of all places, to get that much debt to not use that degree. I was so shocked and really happy, honestly, with the responses I've seen of the amount of people who have been as shocked as I was.
So there's a positive in that story, and that is in the responses. Edith, I've been doing a little bit of do-it-yourself at home, fixes and things. I'm not going to say whether they're any good or not, but I've been giving it a go and I need to learn more and I need to watch, I suppose, YouTube to find out how to do it. Are you going to point me in the right direction?
I absolutely am. And there is a secret reason why this was on my list of people I wanted to talk about today. So the channel in question is a YouTube channel called The Sorry Girls, and they have this really excellent series called How to Go Do. And it basically teaches you basic skills on using power tools, what screws to use, what it means when there are certain weight requirements for hanging certain things, how to use caulking for your, you know, skirting boards, like the basics of home DIY, or things that potentially traditionally a dad might have taught you how to do. And for some of us, we don't have them. We don't need them. We have the Sorry Girls to teach us how to look after our homes. But the reason for this is I had readjusted a curtain rail in my home, and it seemed to be okay until it wasn't and fell out of the wall about a week ago, and I had to call up my stepdad and beg for him to come over, which he very happily did, to put it actually into the stud properly. But if I had watched these videos beforehand, I would not have made that mistake, and I would have learned more about drywall screws, and I would have bought the appropriate ones, and I wouldn't have had a snapped railing in my bedroom.
And there's something else about this too, Edith.
Live and learn.
Is when you do something yourself and, you know, you haven't been taught how to do it, and it's a job you're doing at home, there's something about the satisfaction you get from fixing something, from repairing something or whatever, that you can sit back and go, I actually did that. And I probably saved a few $100
It's so
in the
satisfying.
Process.
Exactly. I painted a wall in my home the other day, and before painting it, there was a crack running between the paint from the skirting board to the wall. So what I actually did is I got a little X-Acto knife, I cut out the existing caulking, I re-caulked before I painted. That paint job, smooth. It looks incredible, and I was so impressed with myself, and I learned that from the Sorry Girls, that you don't want to paint over those cracks in the paint between your skirting boards or your finishings. You need to cut that out with an X-Acto knife or a craft knife or something sharp, but not too sharp. And then you re-caulk it before you paint, and it looks like a brand new wall. And I learned that from them. And so it's very educational, and it's also accessible. A lot of videos on YouTube to teach you these things are from, to be honest, older men. Not great video quality, not great explanations. And these are some young, fun women from Canada who teach you how to use power tools. And I feel really good after learning.
We're chatting with our home renovation expert, Dr. Edith Hill from Flinders University, about all the things that are happening on TikTok at the moment. Edith, can I ask you a personal question? What are some funny words you use in
you
your relationship?
You absolutely can.
Okay, what are they? Hit us with them.
Okay, we have cupboardy, which is for a cup of tea, but it has to be pronounced with the B, a cupboardy. We also have a rebby woppy. So instead of a rebel whopper, you want a little rebby wop, a little rebby woppy.
Love it.
I'm really calling on myself right now. But we have lots of these little phrases we use with each other. And then when I say them to anyone else, I realize how ridiculous I sound. But this is something that everyone does. I swear everybody does this. And I know you do too, Warren.
I do.
And people are also sharing them on TikTok.
Do you do the baby language? Do you talk like a baby to your partner?
Oh, it's disgusting. I never thought I would be this person, but I am.
So we can go and watch this. We can watch people using funny words in their relationships if we want.
Yes. So people are using phrases like best friend dictionary or things like that, where it's the words and phrases they use with their friends. And some of them, you are like, how did you even get to that? But for some of them, you can see like the thought process. One of my favorite ones was these two friends talking about if someone wears too much glitter or they're always very like bedazzled. They call them a glitter puss. Which I thought was quite a sweet name. Oh, look at that little glitter puss over there wearing the little glitters.
Oh, love it, love it. Edith, we've run out of time, but as always, we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dr. Edith Hill from Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.